Well, this is a key question. It's a historical issue. It's not such a frivolous topic in France as you might think. It's actually quite an important sociological phenomenon. Now, basically, topless sunbathing has become a symbol of French summers and a symbol of French beaches. Now, this came about after a big sort of battle in society in the 60s and 70s after May 68, when we were seeing sort of freedom and flower power battles all over the world. Now, in France, we had the educated middle classes on the one hand arguing that the right to be topless on the beach was a feminist issue. It was linked to women's lib, the sexual revolution, that women should be able to do what they liked with their bodies, where they liked. And on the opposite side of that, you had the clergy and family groups saying that nipples on display would terrify children and pervert a whole generation. Now, what happened is the French government didn't step in to ban topless sunbathing, and the law was very much left open to interpretation. So France became this symbolic country, so whereby there was a great sort of women's movement going on in the US, but you couldn't take your top off in the US, it was against the law, whereas you could in France, and it became a point of pride.
And what's the evidence that now sunbathing topless is going out of fashion?
Well, it's quite interesting, actually, because while it was on the one hand seen as a point of pride and a struggle in the 70s for women, it then became recently in a sort of, saucy postcard topic. And even the mayor of Saint-Tropez was a bit annoyed that it was being something that was likened to what was going on in beaches in her area. Now, what we've seen in the last few years and what historians have spent the last few months studying is the fact that younger women in France today are not doing it. They're putting the tops back on. They're putting, shock horror 1930s, full bathing suits back on. And this is for various reasons. I was talking to one historian about it, and he was pointing out a recent poll in which 24% of French women said they were actually disturbed by toplessness on beaches. Now, what's happened is, once toplessness was linked to, the women's lib movement and freedom from society's restraint. But in recent years, it's become more tied in. It's had things projected onto it to do with desire, sexualization of the body and the body beautiful, the body perfect. So it's less about women feeling at ease with their bodies, but it's now become part of this harsh cult of the body beautiful. And younger women just aren't buying into that.
So is the sort of topless era over?
That's what French historians are saying, and it's also got to do with sunscreen and cancer and people wearing more hats and caftans and T-shirts and everything else on the beach. Now, it is over for some, but definitely not for the over 60s, because the French media have been going to test this out on the beaches, and they found that older women, the ones who fought that original battle, aren't giving in yet. But the younger generations, it looks like it's gone very much out of fashion.
Angélique, many thanks.